Hospital in Van Nuys, California, the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, bring you the Chase and Sanborn program, starring Francis Langford with Spike Jones, his city slicker, Tony Romano. I'm Ken Carpenter. Our guest this Sunday is Jack Carson. And here's Francis.
Maybe they won't get wise. And if they see us together, I'll brush the dream from my eyes. I'll tell the boy it mustn't sing the song of remembering. Just say that I'm a friend of yours, that you happen to meet again.
Broadcasting from the Birmingham General Hospital in the legendary San Fernando Valley. When you go through a place like Birmingham, you suddenly realize, as most of us have never realized before, that the Army honors its wounded with far more than speeches and medals, proud as these men are to get both. The Army honors these men with the finest hospital care in the world. They're going to be all right. These fellas have proved that they can take anything, haven't they, Spike?
They sure have, Francis, and the city clerkers and I are proud to play for them.
I hope these fellas can take anything.
Well, now, please, Francis, people have told me that my music has a distinctive air about it.
Now, you can say that again. And to protect yourself from that distinctive air, I noticed Francis is wearing a fancy perfume.
Yes, Ken, it's my own idea. It's a mixture of Chanel No. 5, Taboo, and Shocking.
What do you call it?
Chemical warfare.
Oh. Well, you know, Francis, a combination of perfumes like that could really do something to a man.
Well, it doesn't do anything to me.
He doesn't want to do anything to you.
Oh.
Oh. Go ahead and run along now, Spike.
Run along and play?
Yes.
Okay, Francis. This is just for you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, the number Spike and the City Slickers are about to render has become known as the Spike Jones Classic. But classic or not, hold on to your hats because here it comes. Cocktails for Two.
Sharing is a lie.
as we enjoy a cigarette. After some exquisite tonsils, two hands are sure to slyly meet.
My head may go ringing, but my heart will be obedient. With intoxicating kisses for the friends of all ingredients.
And the afternoon is fine. We'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan. The whole began with cocktails for two. Double pleasure from coffee. It's sent for you and it's here right now. Enjoy iced taste and Sanborn coffee with meals and a fleet. A big new wave of popularity for iced coffee is sweeping the country, so everybody is shopping for flavor. And new thousands are finding it in richer, more delicious taste and Sanborn coffee. They're learning every day just how delicious iced coffee can be. Because important as flavor is in hot coffee, just think how much more important it is when the ice is added. And with taste and Sanborn flavor to offset the melting ice, it's the king of refreshing drinks. Served in a tall, frosty, tinkling glass that really has everything. It's cooling, refreshing, satisfying and all, but on top of that, it's coffee. And what coffee it is. In the past year, taste and Sanborn coffee brought more pleasure to more people than ever before in our entire 81-year history. That's the lead to follow.
Sanborn chose for another service hospital, and I try to find if there's any particular song the men would like for me to sing. Today, the fellows here at Birmingham have asked me for that beautiful song called Dream.
Thank you.
Senator Gary Moore dropped in on us to say goodbye before joining his USO unit for duty overseas. Our guest this Sunday is all packed to go overseas, too. So let's wish bon voyage to Jack Carson.
Thank you, Francis, but I'm not all packed.
Still some things you want to get?
Well, I'm going to get my old suit back from China War Relief.
Well, my advice is to buy a fatigue suit.
Fatigue suit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that tired.
Well, you're going to get pretty warm, I can tell you that.
Oh, that's all right. I'm taking along my crepe machine pajamas.
Jack, have you ever been to any of these places they're sending you?
Well, no, Ken. That kind of worries me. You know, there's a difference between doing a show over here and a show over there.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, the stuff I do over here may not sound funny over there. I mean, suppose they don't laugh at my jokes.
Like I say, what's the difference?
Oh, so we're doing insult jokes today, huh?
Jack, you know, Spike and I both have put on shows in combat.
It's true, you know. I came out on the stage and played told jokes for 2 hours. And Bob Hope played there 2 weeks later and got all my laughs.
Well, Jack, what's all the build-up for? Why are you giving us all this business about Vaudeville?
Because I want you to join me in an act after the war.
Me?
Certainly.
Why does there always have to be a girl in the act?
Oh, just a matter of form.
Well, how about me, Jack? Couldn't I be in the act?
What can you do, Spike?
Well, magic. I started out to be a musician. I started out to be a magician, you know.
No, I didn't know.
Well, I pulled rabbits out of a hat. I started with 2 rabbits, but you know how many I had the next week?
How many?
One. The other one ran away.
Yeah. Well, get in touch with me when he comes back, will you?
Now, you thought of something, Jack. If everything's going to be vaudeville again, what's going to happen to radio announcers?
They'll probably go back to calling all cars.
He's a man. No kidding, Jack. Why couldn't a vaudeville act have a sponsor?
A sponsor for a vaudeville act? Well, maybe there's a thought there.
I sure want to time to tell the people about Jason Sanborn. I can just flip the mic and tell us.
I got a better idea. You can go up the aisles and sell it. If we can put that over here, something else. When the curtain rises, I can be on stage grinding coffee.
Oh, uh-huh.
I get it.
Drip grind.
Yeah. Carpenter, you just gagged yourself out of the act.
You like vaudeville even better than working in pictures, Jack?
Oh, sure I do, Francis. I've worked in a lot of pictures. I mean, Warner Brothers would even like me to mention one that's playing now, roughly speaking.
Oh.
But what is there to playing in pictures? All you do is get paid for kissing Rosalind Russell, Lauren Bacall, and Sheridan. You think I'm going to be happy?
Oh, how the back is growing weary, far from the old jokes at home.
Thanks, Jack, for being with us today, but don't leave just yet. I want you to hear him play The Great Big Saw Came Nearer and Nearer. Here he is, the man who stole the Tin Pan from Tin Pan Alley and built a band around it, Frank Jones and his City Slickers.